controller of the 24 elements. We are considered the best servants of your lordship because of rendering services pleasing to you. Hey, we engaged as palanquin carriers by the order of the Hiranyakashipu, the son of Diti. O Lord, powerful Singhadev, you know how this demon can trouble everyone. But now you have cleared him and his body mixing with five material elements. The Supreme Lord is the controller of the 10 senses, the 5 material elements, the 5 sense objects, the mind, the intelligence, the false ego, and the soul. Therefore, he is addressed at Panchavimsa, 25th element. The inhabitants of the Chakya planet are supposed to be the best of all servants. But Hiranyakashipu engaged them as palanquin carriers. The entire universe was in trouble because of Hiranyakashipu. But now that Hiranyakashipu's body was mixing with the 5 material elements, earth, water, fire, air and sky, everyone felt relief. Upon Hiranyakashipu's death, Jakhyas were reinstated in the original service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Thus, they felt obliged to the Lord and offered their prayers. Hiranyakashipu was making trouble in all the planets. So all the inhabitants of the holy planetary system were very much distressed. Nobody was happy during his reign. When Nrisimhadev killed him, all were happy. So all were offering their prayers, glorifications to the Lord. In previous verses, it was mentioned, and some others were mentioned in following verses also. This shows how all were troubled, all were unhappy. No one was saved. The Supreme Lord in Bhagavad Gita, he has said, Shrodhan Sarvabhutana. The only well-wishing frame of all living entities. Actually, it's the only frame, well-wishing frame. Nobody is a well-wishing frame. In this material world, who seem to be our friends, well-wishers. Actually, they are not our well-wishers and friends. You understand? Srimad Bhagavatam says they are not well-wishers. Only the Supreme Lord is our well-wisher and friend. So whatever he does, it is for our good. One may ask or may think that our family members, that means the wife, the sons, daughters, the kith and kin, the relatives, are not there. Our well-wishers and friends. One may think so, or one may ask, of course, yeah. But when we take the absolute consideration, we say, no,
They are not very recess. Fresh. They have established the relationship with you for their benefit, to get some benefit from you. When that is hampered, they become your enemy. So, Srimad Bhagavatam says, they have called us Shodhanakya Dasyu. You understand? Shodhanakya Dasyu. Dasyu means plunderers, dacoits. They are plundering you, being your own kith and kin, family members, Shodhanakya Dasyu. They are sucking your blood. There are so many demands, and you have to follow them, isn't it? In actuality, they are not your wishes. Only Krishna, the Supreme Personal Godhead, is your wisher and friend, Sruhudan Sruhudan. At the death of this great demon, Hiranyakashipu, we could understand this thing. How inhabitants of all the 20 systems are very happy. You understand? And they were offering their prayers, glorifying the Lord. They are very much happy and pleased. You understand? Here in this prayer offered by the inhabitants of Jaksha Loka, it is said that Vayam anucara mukhya karma bhishti manogyaim sa yaha divisukena prapita bhagatam satu janaparitapam tatrutam janatate narahara upanita panchatam panchavinsa. You understand? Panchatam? What do you mean by this panchatam?
Says death.
How is it? Can you explain? No. Just explain there. Purport of Srila Prabhupada. Don't you read it very carefully? Panchatam means his body was mixing with the five material elements, earth, water, fire, air, and sky. You understand? Material body. These are components of material body. The five things, five elements. Earth, water, fire, air, and sky. When someone dies, then this body, what happens to this body? This is mentioned here. Thus, is all these elements mixed with these similar elements. Earth, water, fire, air and sky. So we say this thing, panchatam prapta, means death, died. Then said panchavinsa, 25th principle, the controller of the other 24 elements. You understand? Supreme Lord is addressed here as 25th principle. You understand? Because he is the controller of other 24 elements. What are the other 24 elements? Can you say? You don't know. It is mentioned here. You should read it very carefully, then answer the question.
I will answer.
Five gross material elements. That is, this earth, water, fire, air and sky. Do you understand? Then five knowledge acquiring senses. Do you understand? What are they? The eye, the ear, the nose, the tongue, and touch, spash indriya. Do you understand? Then comes five working senses, karma indriya. What are they?
Hand,
legs, genital, anus, then bhoka, bak indriya. Do you understand? It comes 15. Then other 8 elements. What are they? Panchatanmata. You know? The five knowledge acquiring senses of five objects, sense objects, they are known as panchatanmata. You understand? They are sound, touch, form, taste, and smell. You understand? Sabda sparsha rupa rasa gandha. Then it comes 20, isn't it? Then other 4?
I have not thought it.
Mind, intelligence, and ego. You understand? Comes 23. Then 1.
So.
Not so. Known as Pradhan. You understand? All total, the unmanifested space of the material modes, known as Pradhan. You understand? So this is total 24 elements. And 25th he is here, the controller of this 24th element, the Supreme Lord. It's 25th element. It's at rest as 25th element. You understand? So, this is, last question. Last question. All right, let me say something earlier now. Most of them cannot understand English. It's been given in Srimad Bhagavatam. And what is that? Do you know it?
When the service is supreme, God.
Speak loudly.
Render service to the Supreme Personality.
Render service to the Supreme Personality Godhead. Who is Supreme Personality Godhead? Bhagavatam says this. Who is Supreme Personality Godhead? Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam Bhagavad says this thing. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and all should render service unto Him. You understand? Krishna is the Supreme Lord, Parameswara, and all should take shelter of His lotus feet and render service to Him. This is one conclusion. Whole Srimad Bhagavatam gives this conclusion. You understand? It also accept it. One who cannot accept this, what is he?
Demon.
He is a demon, he is mlecha, jobo. You understand? Bhagavata jena mane se jobo no shama. You understand? He is mlecha, jobo. He should be punished life after life by Jamaraj. You understand? Bhagavata jena mane se jobo no shama tarsasta ache janme janme prabhupyam. You understand? Sasish dire chao. So by the grace, you see, godless mercy of our beloved spiritual master, Sri Vedanta Swami Prabhupada Maharaj, now whole world is accepting this Srimad Bhagavatam. Because he preached this message of Srimad Bhagavatam for the world. These are well wishes. That's why I say, Supreme Lord Krishna is our only well-wisher. So his devotees, their devotees are also our well-wisher. He's more than Supreme Lord. The devotee is more than Supreme. So he preached throughout the world, Srimad Bhagavatam. So those who were diversely natures and javanas, now they are accepting Srimad Bhagavatam. You understand? Polite, I was concerned. He is very anxious to hear, greedy to hear, isn't it? And greedy. So, whatever I say, it's all about Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Prabhupada Maharaj said one thing. If all the books, all the Granth Sastras, you see, will be destroyed from the library of the world, only Srimad Bhagavatam remains, then no loss is there. There is everything. You understand? This is statement of Srimad Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Prabhupada Maharaj. Srimad Bhakti Sastra, you understand, is as good as Krishna. Krishna Tulya, Heart of a Bow, Vibhu Sattva's Lord, Prati Shwati Patya Kuturi Nana of the Lord. Sing it again before reading Srimad Bhakti. As good as Krishna. As we take shelter of the Supreme Lord Krishna, so also we take shelter of Srimad Bhagavatam. You understand? It's beautiful. Oh. And here to my this discussion, I had already said that one conclusion has been drawn here in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Supreme Lord is Krishna and he should be worshipped. So we render service. This is one conclusion. 12 Srimad Bhagavatam has been given. You understand? And if someone only will hear Srimad Bhagavatam from a bona fide authority, acharya, doing nothing, only hearing, humbly, you understand? He will gain the supreme thing, That is bhakti, paramarth. Jasyam vaisvayamanayam susne paramapuruse bhakti rasabhikunsa sopamoha. You said it. Only by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam you get bhakti. You understand? And that bhakti, that is prem bhakti, is loving service unto Supreme Personality of Godhead. You understand? And by that you can get Krishna. You understand? This bhakti will give Krishna. Bhakti-ārtu-ananyāla-bhyo. In Bhagavad-gītā, Krishna said, Bhakti-ārtu-ekā-grājyo. In Bhagavatam, Srimad-bhāgavatam, Krishna said this thing. I can only be achieved through bhakti, not by any other means. So, if someone hears Bhagavatam, he gets bhakti. Unbelievable. You understand? As Bhagavad Gita says, Pranipata Pariprasana Shiva, three things. Approach a bona fide Acharya, spiritual master, who comes under bona fide parampara, disciplic succession, who are always in this. Srimad Bhagavatam from his Acharya, his guru, and by dint of his mercy, is conversant with this thought. So approach him, go there and approach him. Take shelter at his lotus feet, surrender yourself completely at his lotus feet and render loving service unto him and inquire there. This thought process. So, he, by his causeless mercy, will impart you this knowledge. So you can have this knowledge. This is the prophet. Otherwise, you can't have this knowledge. So-called pandits, learned scholars, the speculators, cannot understand this and cannot give this thought. The never come under this bona fide parampara. They never listen. You understand? They are known as asrutapanti. Asrutapanti. They never listen from the bona fide authority. They are very proud, popped up. You understand? By accused by the acquisition of their mundane knowledge, panditya. You understand? And they create sabda kuhuka, word illusory, illusory. You understand? And they thereby just cheat the general people, you understand? By creating world illusion, sabda kuhuka, you understand? Such was a pandit, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, a great pandit, a learned scholar, you understand? We find it in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. His brother-in-law, Gopinathacharya, was a devotee. He tried his best to convince him that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But he couldn't accept it. He was not convinced. He was so perfect. And at last he said, what do you say? In Srimad Bhagavatam, it is said, Triju Atha, that Supreme Personality of Godhead comes in three jewels, not in Kali. How is he Supreme Personality of Godhead? You understand? He said this thing. That means he quoted that verse from Srimad Bhagavatam. next quest is moon named Skalas. Then Gopinathada said, you are such a great pandit. You don't know. It's thoughtful. What does it mean? Trijuga. Therefore we say, one should understand things in thoughtful. We have two considerations. One is apparent consideration and another is absolute consideration. Tattva vichara. You understand? Trijuga means here that the Supreme Personality of Godhead had Lila avatar in three jugas. Satya, Treta, Dvapara. But in Kali Yuga, there is Yugavata, donut Niravata. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came as a devotee, not as Supreme Personality of Godhead. You understand? Though he himself is none different from Krishna. So there is Yugavata. Why don't you understand this thing? Trijuga means this. So many distortions are there. You understand? And at last expressed his view that, a light, I am now fed up. It is just to sow seed in a barren land. You understand? Sow seed in a barren land. So there is no germination. Usara bhumite, bijabha bhavan. You understand? Then he will shower his mercy upon you, Srimad Mahaprabhu. Then you can understand, he himself will speak this thing.
Isvara bhumite.
There are so many distortions there. We'll narrate all these things. So, he just expressed this thing. So Mahaprabhu, Sarvam Bhadacharya, got that mercy. When he asked Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to listen Vedanta from him, Mahaprabhu listened quietly 7 days. That is mercy. He got mercy. At last he was completely torn. He came to bhakti. You understand? Previously he was preaching mukti, mukti, mukti. Now he is not prepared to utter the word mukti. He stands the verse of Srimad Bhagavatam. Tattvam kampam susamitthamana bhunjana evaatma utodipahakam. Tad bhagavastvapuri vilhanamasti. Jajiveta sa mukti pade dayabhava. This is the original verse. Bhagavatam says sa bhakti pade dayabhava. Mahaprabhu says, what is that? Why did you change the original verse? The original verse says mukti pade. Why did you say bhakti pade? Mukti pade means Krishna. One who can give mukti. Or, under whose feet mukti is rolling? It's a mukti pada, it's Krishna. Why did it change? Whatever it may be, I won't utter that word mukti. Bhakti is so dear to me now. You see, such a change. You understand? So this is the result of hearing from the bona fide authority. Bonafide authority comes under the district succession coming from Sriman Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Vaishnava Acharya. Hear from him. Then you can have this bhakti, otherwise you cannot. But there is a summon, substance of this thing. Yes? What is the question? Conversion of it? What is that? 24. Pradhana. Pradhana. The sum total of the unmanifested three material modes. That is known as Pradhana. is there. That's 24th element. Just by
the totality is called
Pradhan. Yes, totality. Yes. Before creation, it was in that form, Pradhan. When material world is created, then three modes come out. And that's the reaction of three modes. So that comes one element. With one element that is 24th element, Pradhan. So we start. All right, thank you very much.